Now for Tuskegee, as I mentioned, Blakely with 13 points. Pitts has 9. William King with 8. Stevens and Daniels with 3. Finley's got 2. Obadon and Elena Daniels each with 1. And Georgia State tried to go in. Henderson couldn't make the attempt. Back to Tuskegee. Three-pointer from Pitts. Works around, no good. And Millen McCray picks up where she left off with her 8th rebound of the night. Back to the Panthers. Mariah Taylor, freshman from Hartsell, Alabama, with it. She finds Irvin on the far side. Irvin wants to drive baseline. Now she puts it up, a bit of a crosser to Henderson. Now Henderson drives baseline. She puts it up. Nice move off the glass, left side. Good. Taylor Henderson with 8. Georgia State now down by 14, 40 to 26, with 8:40 on the clock here in the third. Tuskegee goes inside to Shelly Daniels. Back out to Blakely. Blakely goes behind the arc to the top. And Tamia William King. King to the far wing, then back inside. Massey with a shot. That doesn't go. Rebound, Shelly Daniels. Rebound gets tipped around. I think Miller McCray got it loose. And Madison Irvin comes up with it. Madison Irvin had the Bill Lambeer-ish face mask, but she doesn't have it anymore. She sported it in the first half. It's not there here in the second. As the Panthers try to get back to within, well, 12 or 11. There's Irvin from outside. It takes a high bounce, no good. Christina Massey with the rebound. That's 0 for 17 from long range for Georgia State. Blakely tried to throw it inside, but Henderson tips it out. It goes to Massey, and Tuskegee's going to reset their offense. Shot clock at 15. Quarter clock at 7:40. Pitts with it. Over to the left elbow for Blakely. She hesitates, moves into the paint, puts up a soft shot. It's good. And that's 15 points for India Blakely. 42-26, 7:24 left here in the third. Henderson comes across the giant Panther head. As Georgia State moves right to left across your computer screen, Irvin's at the right wing. She pulls in just in front of the line. It's long. 0 for 18. William King with the board. She finds Blakely. Blakely over to Pitts. Pitts is out of Auburn. Massey, no good from the top. Kicks to the right. Henderson comes down with it. Henderson in transition. Taylor will pull up from the left elbow. Looks good, is good. Taylor Henderson with 2 field goals. And Georgia State back down by 2 touchdowns. 42-28, 6:44 on the clock. There's a 3 ball from deep by Normisha Pitts. She's got 10. 45-28, Henderson, it skips on the rim, no good. And Christina Massey with the rebound. Massey will bring it up, she finds Blakely. Blakely to the right side, coming in and taking the attempt as Massey won't go. Back to Georgia State. Mariah Taylor brings it across. Taylor 0 for 7 from outside. Taylor's going to drive. She tried to throw one up. Fouled by Massey. And that should be Massey's 4th personal. She had a technical at the end of the first quarter. Cameron Zayak comes in. She replaces Joelle Johnson. It's a heralded freshman class for Georgia State, and a lot of them are on the court. Mariah Taylor, Kennedy Powell, Joel Johnson, Emma Drash, Cameron Zayak, even Taylor Henderson. That's 6 freshmen. And the first shot for Taylor is good. That's Mariah Taylor's first point. She was 0 for 4 from the line. Now she's 1 for 5. Let's see if getting a shot down relieves the anxiety. Well, she does there. Made both of them. And it's a 15-point disadvantage for Georgia State, 45-30. Taylor comes out. Kennedy Powell comes in for Georgia State, but it's Tuskegee basketball. Blakely goes down the far side. She moves to the top, now to the near wing for Elena Daniels. Back to Blakely at the top. Again, Blakely out of Troy. Transfer from Mercer. 3-second violation on number 2, Lena Eunice. Senior at a Wheeler High School, local product. Back to the Panthers with 5:40 remaining in the third. 45-30. Tuskegee came out very strong in that second quarter. A 29-9 frame punctuated on both ends. Henderson with a nice kind of high percentage shot from going down the left paint. And Henderson with 12, 6 in the second half. Leaner just inside the line is good by Shelly Daniels. That's her first field goal. She's got three, 47-32. Henderson again too strong. And it goes out of bounds off of Shelly Daniels, who tried to collect the loose ball. Rebounds, Tuskegee with 36, Georgia State with 32. Milla McCray up to 9. She's got 9 points, 9 boards. And Milla McCray will really be expected to fill the shoes of Walnetta Wright. Have to get a double-double pretty much every time out, at least while Allison Johnson recuperates from that ankle injury. Foul on the floor. It's going to go against Eunice, and I believe that's her third. Georgia State gets it back down by 15. We've reached the halfway point of the third. They could have gotten it over the back on Milla McCray, which would have been a fourth as Tuskegee gets the loose ball. Golden Tigers come the other way. They're going to work it over to Eunice from the right side. I think maybe Shaq got a hand on it. Doesn't go. And the stick back by Daniels won't fall, but she comes and stays with the play, gets that rebound, and that will fall. 49-32. This might be the largest lead of the night for Tuskegee. Dribbling is Powell. Back out to Miller McCray. She'll take it from long range. Drano! And it's surprising that it's Shaq Miller McCray who ends the Georgia State drought from long range. And let's see if that energizes the Panthers. They do. They get a turnover. Goes to Henderson. Henderson waits for Irvin. Irvin toes the line. Drano! Back-to-back three-pointers. Irvin with 5, and Georgia State cuts the lead to 11, 49-38. Let's see if the Panthers can keep the momentum going. Well, the Panthers go to sleep on defense. Shelly Daniels has it with an open look on that left side. It's good. Daniels with 5, 51-38 with 3:40 on the clock. Here's Henderson off a screen set by Zayak. Henderson sees room on the left. She'll drive. It's good. Henderson with 14, timeout on the floor with 3:30 remaining. I think Tuskegee took it because they are looking at Georgia State roaring back. Those 2 3-pointers represented a 6-point swing, and it's now 51-40. Tuskegee still has a comfortable lead, but they know that the Panthers can come back at any second. And we'll be right back here on the Georgia State Radio Network. Exhibition action from the Sports Arena. Tuskegee up by 11, 51-40 over Georgia State.